You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covered down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, we're going to switch gears. We just spent an hour talking with some amazing folks doing amazing things across our listening area. Now let's shift back to some folks that also do amazing things. Talking about Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and the Grand Council. We do it every Wednesday, 4 p.m. So that being said, let me just call the roll. I'll start with Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, and also the executive editor for 1819 News. So excited he jumped in right there. Jeff, are you here?
I'm present.
Good. I'm glad. All right. Also coming on the line with us from 770 AM, 92.5 FM out of Huntsville's WVNN, and writing for Yellowhammer News, Dale Jackson, are you here?
Whoa.
All right, stand at ease. All right, men, everybody's present. I now pronounce a quorum for the Grand Council. Hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. Ba-da. All right, I'll tell you what, since Jeff was so eager, and he's probably down there in the State House right now, Jeffro Poor, you got the first question. What's on your mind?
I'm actually driving to the State House, a little late getting out of the house. Sick baby, but I digress. Looking at this legislative session, the House is already adjourned for the day. I think for all intents and purposes, the official signing die will come probably tomorrow. The parties are today. But is there going to be regrets coming out of this if they didn't get more done by any of these lawmakers, you think?
Well, I mean, I'll jump on that right now. There better be. I mean, you guys at 1819 had an article, the one that said close but no cigar, the five major conservative bills, all of which just died on the vine, and with hardly a whimper from anybody in leadership saying, shucks, golly gee, hate that we didn't pass that thing. But, like, school choice is out. You've got the divisive concepts bill is out. You've got state health officer. They couldn't even ban drag shows for kids. And I look at that, and while I am thankful that some things did happen, I'll give them kudos where we can, there better be some buyer's remorse on the idea that as a Republican supermajority, they got showed up by some other states here in the country. Dale, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. These things that you mentioned are, I think, the perfect example of stuff that should have been just a complete layup. And I did a Yellowhammer Now video about it today. It's a layup. These things were so simple to do. I shouldn't have to show you video after video after video some big fat guy in a women's swimsuit with sequins on it grinding a crotch in a little kid's face for you to do something about that. But apparently, they're just not outraged enough yet, so they'll need another year of it.
All right. Jeff, your own question, though. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm in the same camp as you guys. I just wonder, though, like, how do you ever achieve that remorse? And I think you've got to figure out a way. If you want this to be a more proactive body, it just doesn't seem to. And then you see what's going to happen is going to be like, well, we had a pretty good session. We got a little bit done. Yeah, we got the incentives done. And they'll pat themselves on the back and go home, but they should not be allowed to pat themselves on the back.
No, totally agree. But they will. They'll talk about how they did school choice. Woo, woo. No, they didn't. All they did was give a little teeny bit of expansion to what they already had as opposed to putting something new and meaningful in. So. Dale, next question. What you got?
Is there a scummier brother in the state of Alabama than Tommy Tuberville's brother? Distancing himself from his brother because he said some stuff he doesn't like, and he goes out and he says, hey, I distance myself from him. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, by the way, check out our music. What a loser. What an absolute loser. You're already a loser in the Tuberville family because you're who your brother is, but you got to highlight it by being a pathetic turncoat as well. Give me a break. Is there a bigger loser in Alabama politics than you can think of?
Well, I saw. I'll tell you. I saw the headline, and as you started talking about it, I jumped back over to the story to find it, and I guess I got to look at it and go, Bill Thornton, why did you bother reaching out to Tommy Tuberville's brother asking for comment? I mean, I look at that and go, what the heck? Of course, I guess he grabbed it off his Facebook post.
Yeah, he wrote something. It was like 5 days ago. It's just now starting to get a little bit of traction. And so today, the lesser Tuberville brother, you know, the one the parents look at and go, God, you're a kid too? That guy decided to put his music up, which everyone I'm sure is super thrilled with.
Well, it harkens back to the days of Billy Beer, when Jimmy Carter's brother, Billy Carter, was drinking himself to death but got his own beer brand, and everybody was talking about Billy Beer. But I just look at it and go, this is a non-story. And no, it's not much lower than a family member unilaterally getting out there trying to make his brother, who's doing good things in the world, look low. Jeff, your thoughts?
Every family has their Fredo, guys, and he's certainly the Fredo of the Tuberville clan. But, I mean, Dale, you ask a tough question. Is there a bigger loser in Alabama politics? I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Maybe I don't have a name for you, but there probably are some bigger losers.
Well, I meant familial losers.
The relevant brother.
I meant, is there a bigger loser family-wise who's come out and tried to do something like this in the past? I can't think of one, but what a loser this guy is.
Wow, yeah, okay, yeah, that's a crazy story. All right, well, let me go one crazy story on you. I'll do my question before we hit the break. So, allegedly, Patriot Front, that scary organization that's racist, and they're out there doing all kinds of meanness around the world. And, you know, I say that tongue-in-cheek, because maybe they do. But I've never really gotten the sense that Patriot Front is truly out there burning crosses in somebody's yard. I don't know. But what I do know is this. There's a story on AL.com that claims that recently Interstate 65 near Clanton, that there were some of those electronic roadside signs that were being used for construction that were allegedly hacked by Patriot Front with the scary words, Reclaim America. Is this really Patriot Front doing its gig, or is somebody setting them up for a narrative that AL.com can publish? Dale.
Well, I think it's a win-win for them and AL.com. they get to say, oh, look at us. We went in here and we did this. And AL.com can say, see, we told you this place is terrible. And they ran a story with a woman who they quote off of Twitter, but they do not give her Twitter account or her name. Well, I went and tracked her down. And she's like, oh, it could be an inside job from Aaliyah or something. Maybe they're like, oh, come on, give me a break, people. What are we doing here? Even if it is them, all they said was Reclaim America. Let's chill out here for a second.
Did they actually have pictures of it, or just a woman talking about it? What are we saying?
No, I saw it. Yeah, there's a picture there.
Okay. But Jeff, yeah. Your thoughts. How scary is this?
The scale from 1 to 10, about a 4, maybe a 3. But I tell you, the... It won't be long until John Archibald's blaming the Alabama machine for it any day now. It had their website. I did see somebody say, well, no, that's where the Confederate battle flag is. There's probably something to that, too. It's just a bunch of nonsense. These things happen everywhere. And like Gail said on my show today, saying it was hacked is a bit of a misnomer. They just had somebody who had a key to the... a lock and went in there and just changed it.
Well, I mean, and I tell you what, though, what aggravates the crap out of me is I feel like at every single turn, AL.com is looking for a reason to brand this as a racist state. And yeah, I gave my monologue earlier today in the show, and the focus of it was largely the fact that no state in the nation has come further than the state of Alabama in terms of pushing back racism. But I mean, good Lord. Oh, no, they hacked a roadside sign and they said the evil words of Reclaim America. I just look at this as being a non-story on a platform that's known for publishing non-stories. All right, tell you what, perfect timing. We'll go ahead and take the first break right now. We're with the Grand Council. Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5, host of the Jeff Poor Show and executive editor, 1819 News. Dale Jackson, program director, morning show guy at WVNN in Huntsville, and writing for Yellowhammer News, and just little old me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, where common sense is a superpower. We're going right back now to the Grand Council, round number two. And we got Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. And we got Dale Jackson from WVNN out of Huntsville, as well as Yellowhammer News. So, Jeff Poor, round two, next question. What you got?
Hey, guys, how do you feel about the debt ceiling agreement? I'm being spun in all different directions by people. But I don't know what else we were to expect. It doesn't look like a good great deal for anyone, but it is about what was expected, and I guess it's going to keep the lights on in Washington, D.C. for now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll jump in first and say I think it's lame. I think it's interesting how both sides can claim a victory lap. You know, I think the Republicans, their argument really boils down to, we're not going to be as bad as we used to be bad. And, you know, it still feels like we lost something in there. On the one hand, I recognize that we probably have to honor our debts, and there's that, because I'm a lawyer, I get contracts. But then the other side of it is I look at how little we actually got out of an administration, which, by the way, the administration said they weren't going to negotiate at all at one point. So, I mean, I just think it's a whole lot of D.C., if you know what I'm saying. Dale.
I think you're probably correct on that. You have a bunch of things that you said weren't going to happen that ended up happening. We see this all the time, and it's, yeah, well, let's make sure we have a big to-do about it and then end up in the exact place we knew we were going to be. So not much of a surprise in any of this, really. So, okay, cool. we'll talk about it again in 2 years, I guess.
Your own question, Jeff. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, I'd say this, though. There's a measure that bothers me. It's like, how much does the other side hate it ought to be how much we celebrate it. And there's a little bit of that going on in Republican circles. Well, look, Hakeem Jeffries doesn't like it, so it must be great. So I think it's about what it was expected. I am not shocked. They always do this, and then we forget about it in about a week.
So before we go off that topic, though, Jeff, we got 20 to 30 or more Republican defectors saying they're not going to vote for it. Are they going to pass it?
I still think they pass it. I think they got enough Democrat votes. It's going to go through by a big margin. People just don't want this. They want to have a fight, but they don't want this to be the fight.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, that's what it's going to be.
Look at Jerry Carl. Jerry Carl was noncommittal on it. He wasn't a no, wasn't a yes. Byron Donalds today said, well, you know, I don't like the bill, but I didn't want to default. So that tells me, and you've been in the legislative body, you're a politician, Phil Williams, so you understand how this works. I'm against this thing, but if you need my vote, I guess I'll get in there and I'll do it. And that's what I think is happening right now.
Well, all right, more to come. Next question, Dale Jackson, what you got?
Yeah, I want to move to the national stage as well. Is the bloom starting to come off the Donald Trump rose a little bit? The attacks on DeSantis are weird. Cuomo was better. Milquetoast Kayleigh McEnany, which is a terrible nickname all the way around. Just kind of weird stuff happening. Are Trump supporters, could they possibly be? Is this where they get them? I mean, and by that, I mean, is this where they finally say, I've had enough?
Well, I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, the attack on Kayleigh McEnany to me was the most distasteful thing I've seen. And I get it. Go after your competition. I get it. Go after the Democrats. I get it. Go after the Adam Schiffs and all of it. Go for it. Give them the 3 a.m. tweet, the mean tweet, and yay. But Kayleigh McEnany, good luck in the public eye beating up on the young lady who was actually one of your strongest advocates for the longest time. And because all she did was quote the stats on a poll, now you're going to call her names on social media. That's just not presidential. I'd vote for my neighbor's house cat over Biden. But the reality is I'm still fine with Trump being president, but I wish to God he'd quit beating up on his own people and remember who his enemies are. Jeff?
Yeah, Trump beating up on a former ally, Mo Brooks, Jeff Sessions. Maybe there's something about that. I don't. The bloom's not coming off. His base is so deep that you know it's just not. It's going to be hard to knock the bloom off. But is that bloom enough to win presidential election? I don't know. I think it's enough for now to win a primary, but we'll see. I'm just not convinced that there's any deterioration there for Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, we'll wind up seeing. I look at it and think the only person in our field right now that will galvanize the Democrat base to turn out their vote is Trump. It's going to be game on. The question is going to be, can Biden even get there? Which leads me to my question. So here we are. Biden has apparently got it worked out where he has no debates. He has done nothing on the campaign trail. There is zero excitement. His own base, 58% in a recent CNN poll, say they don't want him to be the candidate for the Democrat Party. Is Biden going to be the Democrat candidate? And, oh, by the way, if not, when do we find out? So, Dale, you first.
Yes, he will be. They will trot him out there as long as he has a pulse and maybe for a little bit afterwards. But he will be. He'll be the guy. I don't think there's any question about that. They're going to run him out there as long as they absolutely need to. They know Kamala Harris is not even close to being someone that can just at least be like, well, at least he's not Trump. You know, it's hard to make that argument with Kamala Harris because she's so unlikable as well. But I think it's going to be Joe Biden unless he's dead.
Jeff, your thoughts?
Joe Biden easily. It's hard to beat an incumbent. I mean, ask Jimmy Carter and Ted Kennedy, how that worked. You gotta have somebody that's willing to. I don't know if they're not willing, but able to get people to come out and vote for something. I think a lot of people come out and vote for against Trump, but Biden's numbers are soft, guys. There's some vulnerabilities there, and I think Democrats are keenly aware of it.
Well, I think there's definitely some vulnerabilities, and I am still not going to be surprised to find that for health reasons or something they can explain away that he won't be the candidate. I mean, I don't think they're going to say, we don't want the current sitting president whose policies we pretend we like to not be the guy. But, yeah, I think they're going to find a reason why he's not the guy. I think they're hunting a reason.
But it's not Kamala Harris. I mean, if it wasn't Kamala Harris there, if they had, like, let's just say, just in an alternate universe, Barack Obama was his vice president. I could absolutely see that. But they've got someone there who is just an unlikable word salad generating idiot. And I just don't think that they're all that keen on running her out there when they can prop old Joe up in the basement and beat the same guy twice.
Yeah, it may be so, unless they can talk Oprah into running. Who knows? All right, fellas, that's it. Grand Counsel, Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show and executive editor 1819 News. And Dale Jackson, 92.5 FM, 770 AM WVNN out of Huntsville. And also, by the way, writing for Yellowhammer News. And I'm Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Last half hour coming up. Y'all stay tuned.